It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens. Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
The following program is pre-recorded. Brandon Tatum is a 7-year veteran of the Tucson Police Department. He's a YouTube sensation with over 2 million subscribers. He started Blexit with Candace Owens, and now he's tackling his biggest assignment yet. This is the Officer Tatum Show.
All right, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I'm your guest host, Carl Jackson, sitting in for the Officer Tatum. The number to call in to the program, 844-900-7243. We've got so much still to get to. It is absolutely insane. I just want to go over a few more points when it comes to the speaker. I want to go over some Biden corruption. Also, this hat tip Breitbart poll, Biden's approval record is low among Democrats. And, guys, if this is the same article that I was reading earlier, one of the reasons why his approval ratings are down by double digits will probably sadden you, and it is. So Joe Biden's approval rating sunk 11 percentage points among Democrats in just the last month amid the destabilization that we're seeing in the Middle East. This according to a Gallup poll that was published on Thursday. Now, Biden's approval among his party plummeted from 86% to a record low of 75% as the Democrat Party struggles with large swaths of support for, listen to this, for Palestinians, many of whom sympathize with the Hamas terrorists. This according to Axios. Biden is at risk of alienating members of his own party with his unequivocal support for Israel, which has carried out a weeks-long bombardment and total siege of Gaza in response to Hamas's October 7th terrorist attack. Now, if Democrats knew anything about foreign policy, they would be applauding Joe Biden because he is in part responsible for the attack against Israel. And I mean that with all sincerity. I don't say that because I'm a conservative and he's a Democrat. He is. This guy has been funding the world's leading state sponsor of terrorism in, with Iran. Hezbollah and Hamas are their proxies. It's really as simple as that. I mean, we're seeing this alliance now with China, Russia, Iran, North Korea. We're living in scary times. I hope you're watching your six. I'm going to be talking about that. You still have this mass shooter that's out there. We'll get into that. We'll talk about him. But beyond that, I mean, crime is just insane. Crime across the country is absolutely just scary, particularly in blue cities. But listen, crazy can happen anywhere. This article goes on to say Biden is at risk again of alienating members of his party. I mean, they are upset with his stance, at least in rhetoric, with his stance on Israel. This guy could give a flip about Israel. An annual Gallup poll conducted in February, listen to this, found that Democrats sympathize more with Palestinians, Palestine doesn't exist, by the way, than Israelis for the first time in the survey's two-decade history. Listen, I told you Jewish people that vote for the Democrat Party. It is time to leave the left. They're not liberals. These are leftists, and they hate you. There's nothing that you can do about it. But you know what's sad? And Dennis Prager says this. I got to catch just a portion of his show the other day. My schedule is so crazy. I don't get to listen to him as often and as I used to. But what I do, I absolutely love hearing Dennis Prager because he's so wise. But it was convicting because I sat there thinking in my head, all right, this is going to wake up the Jewish population. They will leave the left. I was out there tweeting it. I turned into Dennis Prager, and then he was right. They're not going to leave. I look at these polls today, and I'm like, yeah, this is where we are a year out. And I also have to say this, because I've been one that have said, I've said, listen, Gavin Newsom is going to be the Democrat nominee. Now, I'm close to reneging on that, and I'll tell you why. And I'm not afraid to admit when I'm wrong, because I think Biden wants to be a wartime president, and I don't think they would want to bring Gavin Newsom in. And when I say they, I mean the Democrat Party. Unless Biden is totally brain dead or virtually brain dead, where he gets in front of a camera and he's just drooling out of his mouth, they may keep his partial corpse all the way through the November election. If something happens, I think they swap a Biden with Gavin Newsom. I think it gets harder now, not just because we're getting further into the election season, although I've given you examples of how Gavin Newsom can still become the nominee. But if we get into World War III, I think the administrative state will want to keep Joe Biden around. And I do mean the administrative state. We are living in such dangerous times. It is hard to fathom. Here's an audio clip that I want you guys to hear. This is America's mayor. A lot of Americans hate him now, but he was a fabulous mayor for New York City, Rudy Giuliani. I want you to hear what he has to say about Biden working for Iran. Audio clip number 7. Por favor, Mr. McConnell.
Mayor, he said, oh, I'm going to make sure this is going to go to the Palestinian people, the civilians, but Hamas is in control.
Yeah, how? He's got nobody in. He's got no one in Gaza. The money is going to go into Gaza. Hamas controls it. They're just as good at the mafia grabbing the money from people. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's being he's either being a total fool or a big liar or probably both. But let's face it, he's on Iran's side and he's on Hamas's side. He is not on our side. We don't have a president now really functioning in the best interest of the United States. Plus, he's got a bunch of spies in his administration. I mean, one after another are coming out whose loyalties are to Iran and to the Palestinian Authority. They're all around him. Plus, we never really got to the bottom of Obama giving them hundreds of millions in cash. That's a crime. It was money laundering.
This is honestly, I can't say it enough. We are living in dangerous times. I say this in all sincerity. I want you to be prepared for the worst. I want you to pray for the best. I want you to get right with God. I want you to get out of debt. I want you to watch your six. I think times are going to get worse. Not just when I'm speaking of the economy. I think crime is going to get worse. It's bound to get worse. I think we may see a terrorist attack, and I don't say this to be hyperbolic, but I don't know how we don't see a terrorist attack inside of the United States. Frankly, while Biden is in office, why not take advantage of Joe Biden? Everyone else is. Nobody takes this guy seriously. They don't take him seriously. None of our adversaries take him seriously. None of our allies take him seriously. You could look at how we're trying to spend in Ukraine as opposed to Ukraine's neighbors. Nobody takes this guy seriously. And that's very dangerous. America should be respected around the world. America was respected around the world, contrary to what mainstream media said just a few short years ago. And I'm hoping that we can recapture that in 2024. Just real quickly before I dive into more Biden corruption and on to more stories with Israel and Hamas, and also this mass shooter, some crime that's been going on that's absolutely crazy. Also, I just want to I also want to I just screwed up yesterday when it came to this Derek Chauvin, George Floyd thing. I just flat ran out of time. I should have brought it up earlier. I want to do that because I really want to make the case, and I think this is very important, that I do believe that Derek Chauvin needs to be released. I know that's not a major headline that's hitting today, but I still think that it is crucially important. Just real quick, let me finish up, wrap up with this guy, Mike Johnson, and some of the reasons why I think he's I think he can't be a very good speaker, despite the fact, like I said, that whole thing he did with George Floyd a couple of years ago really bothers me. I hope he's had a change of mind. I hope he will never use language like systemic racism again. I think that's completely stupid, but I understand he adopted, and I give him credit for this, he adopted, he and his wife obviously, adopted a son that happens to be black. But to say that his black son will experience things that his white son won't, that may be true. But in today's America, that isn't necessarily true. I think the places where you go where you might experience racism are in blue cities or on college campuses, where it's all right, absolutely okay, to hate and to vilify white Christian males, white Karens, and obviously Jews. And we're seeing that all across the country, sadly. All right, so one of the things that's going to be very important for the speaker is obviously fundraising. Johnson doesn't have a lot of experience in that. Kevin McCarthy was good on that, but that is going to be very important. We got to make sure that we can that he can get the resources needed in order to secure a larger majority in 2024. We'll be back with more of this after the break. I'm Carl Jackson in for the Officer Tatum.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen, ladies, I have to tell you about Relief Factor. What is the one principle that I stand by with anything that I promote? Does it work and does it not work? With Relief Factor, it works. I was an athlete, played college football, also was a police officer for several years, carrying around a bulletproof vest and a 20-pound gun belt that literally tore my back apart. But taking Relief Factor helped me relieve the pain, and I feel amazing. I decided to not take Relief Factor because I felt good. Then the pain came back, so I said, I'm never not taking Relief Factor again. 100% drug-free solution to aches and pains. I want you to join me and over 500,000 other people using Relief Factor. Get started today with your three-week quick starter, only $19.95. Quick starter is only $19.95. All you have to do is go to ReliefFactor.com, order now, or call 800-4-RELIEF. ReliefFactor.com. Again, ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference with Relief Factor.
Dinesh D'Souza's new blockbuster movie, Police State, exposes the government's plot to control MAGA conservatives.
These are anti-government.
We have freedom of religion and freedom of speech.
Violent extremists, and they must be dealt with.
MAGA Republicans threaten the very foundation of our republic.
Mass surveillance, censorship, and armed attacks. There's nowhere to hide.
FBI, we have an arrest warrant.
15 marked units on my property.
Military-styled soldiers pointing an automatic rifle at my head.
Are we becoming a police state?
It may be the Russia other people grew up in, but not my America.
Directed by Dinesh D'Souza, Debbie D'Souza, and Bruce Shuey. Police State sounds the alarm.
What we need is a person, and then we go find out what crime you did.
How did we give the state this kind of power?
Police State. They have their lists. Are you next?
If they're coming for me, they're coming for you.
Police State. Buy it or stream it now at SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Risking it all for their faith. Learn their courageous story in The Essential Church, a powerful documentary exploring the timeless struggle between church and government. Stream it now at salemnow.com.
All right, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I'm your guest host, Carl Jackson, sitting in for the Officer Tatum. The number to call in, 844-900-7243, 844-900-7243. I've got so much I want to cover that I'm going to weave some stories in and out just real quick here. At least 18 have been killed in the Lewiston, Maine, with this shooter. And I hate saying the word shooter, with this murderer. So at least 18 people were killed in the mass shootings in Lewiston, Maine. Wednesday night, Maine Governor Janet Mills said Thursday morning at least 13 others were injured. The suspect was at large. Authorities said he still is. Authorities are attempting to locate 40-year-old Robert Card. Apparently, this guy has an extensive, at least a mental health record. Maine Public Safety Commissioner Mike Soschuk told reporters during a news conference Thursday morning he is considered armed and dangerous. I'll get back to that story in just a second because it is really, really, good Lord. It is really important. But first, I want to talk to you about our GOP straw poll. I have something that I want you all to do. I want you to vote for your choice for the Republican nomination for president on our Salem Town Hall straw poll. I want to hear from you in our straw poll. Who do you want for president? To vote, just go to TatumStrawPoll.com. Click on the photo of the person you want to be our next president and vote. That's TatumStrawPoll.com to vote and do it now. And guys, listen, I'm going to intertwine some of these stories because I believe all of them are. As soon as this story hit about this murderer, Robert Card, the left came out right away. It's always about gun control. It's always about taking power away from you. This is essentially part of the police state, too. What do dictators always do? What do they do first? What do they do first when they get power? They take the guns away because they don't want you to be able to defend yourself. Guns aren't for hunting a bunny rabbit. All right, that's not what they're for. I mean, well, they are. You can use them for that, obviously, for hunting. But when it comes to our Second Amendment, it is to protect against tyranny. It's as simple as that. It's a scary thought because none of us want to think about getting in a gun battle, for God's sakes, with our federal government. That is a scary thought to even fathom. That's what it's for. That's what our founders endured. So every time these mass shootings happen, right away, the left comes out, gun control, gun control, gun control. You go to red states, you go to red counties, you go to red cities. The crime isn't outrageous like it is in blue cities. Blue cities, whether it's Los Angeles, whether it's Chicago, whether it's Camden, New Jersey, whether it's New York City, where they have all of this gun control, Los Angeles and New York with the strictest form of gun control, and they have in Chicago, and they're and crimes committed by criminals that use guns are off the charts. A gun is a piece of metal. What matters are the people behind it. That's why all of this stuff is connected. What we see happening with the deep state, the persecution that you see of former President Donald Trump, the corruption of Joe Biden. This is what dictators do. I'll get into the corruption. I'll get into the corruption in just a second. And this, again, is why I wanted a speaker that could communicate effectively. Now, I would have preferred Jim Jordan. That's my stilo. But I really do believe, and again, November 17th will be the telltale sign. That's when we have our first major battle. But I do believe that this guy, at least for now, seems to fit what we need. This is obviously a man of conviction. We're not going to agree on everything. We will never agree on everything. Again, as I said in the first hour, I hope he stops using silly words like systemic racism. I pray to God that, you know, God convicts him on that and he changes his tune on that. I completely forgot that he used that type of language a couple of years back. But this stuff is, we're in such precarious times. It is so important that we have a great speaker. Getting back to this suspect, Robert Card. So Maine Public Safety Commissioner Mike Soschek told reporters during a news conference that he is considered armed and dangerous. This guy apparently knows how to shoot, and he knows how to shoot well. Hat tip, thank you, Zach. This from the New York Post. So the main shooting suspect, Robert Card, was struggling with his mental health and claimed to family he overheard people talking about him at the bowling alley and the bar where he is accused of opening fire Wednesday. This according to his sister-in-law. Quote, he truly believed he was hearing people say things. This all just happened within the last few months, according to Katie O'Neill, who is married to Carr's brother. She says, quote, I have known Rob my whole life. He is quiet, but the most loving, hardworking, and kind person that I know. But in the past year, he had an acute episode of mental health. So an arrest warrant has been issued for him. And again, he is considered armed and dangerous. Authorities have confirmed that 18 people are dead and at least 13 people are injured following the shooting. In the lead up to the shooting, Card started using high powered hearing aids as well. O'Neill explained. She said, and I quote, he would get mad and claim that we didn't believe him. We tried to listen to him and tell him that nobody was talking about him. Man, that is scary. Yesterday, as the story was unfolding, she said, we prayed that Rob had nothing to do with this. But when we heard the two places where the shooting happened, my husband rushed home. Card is an Army reservist who spent 2 weeks in a psychiatric facility this summer after reporting, quote unquote, hearing voices. And is currently facing 8 counts of murder related to the shooting based on the bodies that have so far been identified, law enforcement confirmed at a press conference today. He has been accounted for over 16 hours and is considered, or unaccounted for 16 hours, and is considered armed and dangerous. Residents in Lewistown, Auburn, and several surrounding cities are under a shelter-in-place order Thursday as the manhunt continues with the help of state and federal agencies. Card's loved ones are urging him to turn himself in. I would hope that he would, but it doesn't always end that way. All right. We know he's out there. He is a good person in his heart, they say. And I know that's hard for us to comprehend. I'm not going to offer. These are people that know this man, saw this man snap, but now he's no longer that good guy that they know. He's murdered people. But I know it's hard. It's hard for family members to grasp that when you were just loving on the guy the day before. Now he's wanted for murder. So again, 18 people dead. Police identified the suspect again, Robert Card, 40 years old. I pray that he's captured. And man, Godspeed to the victims' families, and even to his family. And I hope this doesn't end in a shootout. God knows what will happen. But I want to talk about this more after the break. Carl Jackson in for the Officer Tatum.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. At the Queen of Dragons, we house a remarkable selection of fresh, locally sourced, top-shelf indoor premium products packaged daily. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. We're open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Queen Dragons. Join our vibrant community, The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Visit us at www.queenofdragons.com or call 530-276-9771 to evaluate your cannabis experience today.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
show. The number to call into the program, 844-900-7243. I'm your guest host, Carl Jackson, sitting in for the Officer Tatum. You can find me online, all things social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, True Social, and Getter at The Carl Jackson Show is where you can find me. Please subscribe to my podcast wherever you go to get your podcast. The Carl Jackson Show is where you can find that podcast. And, guys, I want to talk to you about the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Israel is in a crisis. Israelis are enduring the worst massacre in their history. As the fighting intensifies, we must reach out to both men, women, and children who have been most impacted by the war. They need vital assistance today. That includes basics like food and water, medical and emergency equipment, psychological counseling to deal with the trauma, and evacuee support to help the over 200,000 Israelis displaced by the war. I am calling on you to stand with Israel in its war against Hamas by helping our friends at the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews as they rush aid to the hardest hit regions of Israel. Your donation is urgently needed. I want you to go to theofficertatum.com. Click on the Israel at War banner to make an emergency donation, or you can phone your donation to the number 800-245-4499. Again, that number is 800-245-4499. Your emergency gift today will help the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews save lives and provide critical essentials that are needed right now. During this dark time, the war-torn areas are tremendous. The fellowship has an extensive network of staff, partner organizations, and volunteers all across Israel responding with life-saving security and support. We ask all people to pray for the safety, for the protection, and the comfort of Israel in the aftermath of these attacks. And please add a generous gift at theofficertatum.com or by calling the number 800-245-4499 as we rush urgently needed help to Israel through the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Okay, guys, now, I'm telling you, all of this stuff is interconnected. All of this stuff is interconnected. All right? And that's what I want to do. We read all of these stories. Sometimes I even feel like I'm going buckshot. You know what I mean? A story here, a story there. But they're all connected. Go out, make sure you go out and check out the movie Police State. We'll talk about that later. We had Stephen Friend on that helped consult on the film, was also part of the docudrama with Dinesh D'Souza, produced by Dinesh D'Souza and Dan Bongino. So check it out. But all of this stuff is connected. Even this shooting, or this shooter, Robert Card, and I hope that he is caught swiftly here. I pray that he won't do harm to anyone else. Such a sad and crazy story, and a lot of families that are obviously hurting tonight. So make sure you pray for those families and just ask that God would send a level of comfort that we can't imagine for those that believe. But let me tell you how all of this stuff is interconnected, because the left will automatically use a story like this to transition into this deep state. I want to play an audio clip for you. This is VP Kamala Harris. I know, I forget that she's the vice president too. This is Kamala Harris. She praises Australia's massive gun confiscation. I want you to hear this audio clip. Number one, por favor, Mr. McConnell.
Once again, routine gatherings, this time at a bowling alley and a restaurant, have been turned into scenes of horrific carnage. Doug and I mourn for those who were killed. We pray for those who were injured and grieve with so many whose lives are forever changed and impacted by what happened. The Biden-Harris administration will continue to provide full support to local authorities. And as we gather details, we must continue to speak truth about the moment we are in. In our country today, the leading cause of death of American children is gun violence. Gun violence has terrorized and traumatized so many of our communities in this country. And let us be clear, it does not have to be this way.
Okay. All right. So that was Kamala Harris. All right. Now, again, going after the gun grabbing, and she's lying. This chick just lies. I could barely take her voice, and she lies on top of that. But we'll get into that, guys. If they were really concerned about criminals using guns, then they would do a lot more in their own blue cities to keep people safe. They do not. This is all about control. We'll talk about it more after the break.
Did you know most vitamin supplements have a warning label on the back? That's because without the synergy of thousands of nutrients working together that are found naturally in whole fruits and vegetables, vitamins are not balanced. This is why Balance of Nature only uses whole fruits and vegetables, no isolates or synthetic vitamins of any kind. We take a variety of 31 of the highest quality fruits and vegetables and remove the water without changing the rich chemistry. It's then ground to a powder, blended to perfection, and encapsulated, preserving the nutrients and making it easy to get the fruits and vegetables you need. So even though Balance of Nature comes in a capsule and looks like a vitamin, it's very different. Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature. Go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order and get this special offer by using discount code Brandon.
If you trade stocks, then you know avoiding pitfalls is the biggest challenge for both new and experienced investors. Vantage Point's dual patented artificial intelligence provides a powerful solution to this problem by offering predictive accuracy, emotional neutrality, and diverse market forecasts for today's active traders. Vantage Point's AI analyzes billions of data points in seconds, so you get highly accurate predicted market conditions for the next trading day. Take the emotion out of your trading. Text the word money to 813-813. Navigate the financial markets with confidence using AI. Text MONEY to 813-813 right now to learn more for free. Text MONEY to 813-813 to experience the benefits of AI in your trading. Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply. Text the word MONEY to 813-813.
Find your next read at the RWF Authors Fair. Reading Writers Forum is hosting their fair Saturday, November 11th at the IOOF Hall in downtown Reading. Join us from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. to meet local authors, get autographed first editions of their books, and find the next big name to spring from our wonderful writing community. That's the Authors Fair, presented by Reading Writers Forum on November 11th from 10 to 4.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
This is the
the Officer Tatum Show. 844-900-7243. That's 844-900-7243.
All right, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. We got some great calls out there. I will get to you in just a sec. I am your guest host, Carl Jackson, sitting in for the Officer Tatum. Well, you heard Kamala Harris, and all of this stuff is interconnected. I'll get into the Biden corruption. I do want to make sure that I dive deeply into that. But there's just so much going on. It is insane. Let me wrap up. I said I would do this, and I haven't yet. The manhunt is still underway for this guy, Robert Card. He is driving a white Subaru in July while training at the U.S. Military Academy in New York. Leaders of the suspect's unit told Garrison staff that he was behaving erratically then. So, apparently they had some lead up to this guy. He recently reported the health issues, including hearing voices. According to the bulletin, he also threatened to shoot up the National Guard base in Saco. So when you do that, I don't understand. He was reported to have been committed to a mental health facility for 2 weeks this summer. That is interesting. So, but what the left will do, this is a horrendous crime, and I'm not minimizing it. You have one guy that was obviously mentally deranged with plenty of warning, and so now what the left wants to do is take away your ability to defend yourself. If you can stomach it, I encourage you to watch some of the video of the Hamas slayings. I take no pleasure in saying this, but whenever I've seen videos of what I can't stomach of the Hamas slayings of innocent Israelis, in my head, I just sit there and wish, and there's nothing you can do. I wish they had a gun. I wish they had a gun. Oh, this is so sad. Again, it's all interconnected. Let me just wrap this up on the speaker, then I want to go to some of your calls. Dr. Tony, Michael, Ben, I see you out there. If you want to call in and be a part of the program, 844-900-7243. 844-900-7243. Just a few more things to know about the speaker. He's only been in politics since 2015. He was first elected to the state house in Louisiana back in 2015. Just a year later, he was elected into Congress. This was in 2016. He defended Trump during the fake Democrat-led impeachment hearings. He wasn't a defense attorney. He just defended him, basically calling them out, those impeachment hearings out for what they were. He filed an amicus brief co-sign of 100 House Republicans to support the Texas litigation that sought to overturn the 2020 elections in Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. And by the way, thank you, Forgotten Man. I'm sure you're out there listening. Love you, man. Listen, I got the list of literally 150 Democrats that were straight up election deniers. So if Democrats want to call in and go crazy on that, I got something for you. I came prepared. All right. So this is absolutely insane. So also Johnson voted against ousting former Speaker McCarthy at the time. Last month, he also opposed the CR, but he did support measures to bolster border security within the CR, but it didn't get enough support to pass. And I told you that he voted for Ukraine initially in April 2022. He hasn't voted to fund Ukraine since then because he wanted to see some transparency. And he was also concerned about our borders. And that is the first measure of order that he wants to take care of is debt, inflation, and the border crisis. So this guy seems to be a solid conservative. Again, November 17th will be the test. I do want to make mention of this. I saw this online just randomly, the Senate race in Arizona. I was concerned about Blake Masters and Kerry Lake bumping heads. That isn't going to happen. Blake Masters has now announced that he's going to be running for the 8th, I believe, congressional district in Arizona. I'm really happy to hear that. I did not want to see them bump heads. I thought that would have been absolutely, absolutely crazy. I'm going to get into Biden corruption. Let me do this. We're coming close to the end of the hour. Let me take a couple of calls here. Let's go to Dr. Tony. Dr. Tony is in L.A. Welcome to the Officer Tatum Show. You got the mic. Tony? Dr. Tony?
You. Oh, I'm here. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Can you hear me?
Yes, okay, I can. Go right ahead.
Okay, first-time caller. Listen, you were talking about this shooter that happened in Maine. Okay, I'm an educator, and what I'm seeing here, and nobody is paying attention, and I could just puke every time I hear Kamala Harris talk. These people are talking heads, and nobody is addressing the mental health crisis. I'm seeing it across the board everywhere, okay, as an educator. So it just really frustrates me that nothing is being done, and they always blame it on the guns when it's the person who's carrying the gun, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, I don't understand this. Why are they turning a blind eye to this stuff instead of actually, because it'd be too hard to address those problems, that's why. Anyways, that's all I have to say. It just frustrates me.
Now, listen. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate. I was going to ask you to answer your own question, and then you did right away. That just proves how good. Great call. And you're absolutely right. You're going to have to address these mental health issues. These people had plenty of warning, obviously, yet again. But the solution is to disarm the rest of law-abiding American citizens. I mean, it's insane, but that's always where they go. Let's go to Ben. Ben is in San Diego. Ben, welcome to the Officer Tatum Show. You've got the mic. Ben?
Yes, hi. Thank you. I'm from Maine originally. A buddy of mine was in the bar 30 minutes before this all happened. I mean, he just missed it.
Thank God.
So sorry. That's besides the point. Yeah, I think, look, they knew he was crazy beforehand. They let him do it, I think, because they wanted him to do it. Because they dance on the graves of the victims. That's what these people do. I think all of them who knew, the generals, the colonels, whoever were in those chains of command, need to be brought up on charges as complicit in mass murder. They knew he was insane. He issued threats. They ignored the threats by just giving, like, you know, the FBI spends time hunting down grandmas who were within 5 miles of D.C. They target Catholics at church, but they can't bother to arrest this guy because they wanted it to happen. That's what I have to say, and I'm so sorry for my fellow Mainers who died.
Man, thank you. Great call, Ben. Yeah, I wonder if they had focused on real threats more, you know, instead of Catholics and parents at school board meetings, maybe this wouldn't have happened.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen, ladies, I have to tell you about Relief Factor. What is the one principle that I stand by with anything that I promote? Does it work and does it not work? With Relief Factor, it works. I was an athlete, played college football, also was a police officer for several years, carrying around a bulletproof vest and a 20-pound gun belt that literally tore my back apart. But taking Relief Factor helped me relieve the pain, and I feel amazing. I decided to not take Relief Factor because I felt good. Then the pain came back, so I said, I'm never not taking Relief Factor again. 100% drug-free solution to aches and pains. I want you to join me and over 500,000 other people using Relief Factor. Get started today with your three-week quick starter, only $19.95. Quick starter is only $19.95. All you have to do is go to ReliefFactor.com, order now, or call 800-4-RELIEF. ReliefFactor.com. Again, ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference with Relief Factor.
I have Dr. Ashley Lucas, founder of PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition, with me. Dr. Ashley, you've helped thousands of people lose weight and keep it off for life. In fact, you have an 80% success rate keeping the weight off your clients. What's the big secret here?
It's really threefold. First, we customize a nutrition plan for you that works with your nutrition needs, your schedule, and your lifestyle. Next, we change your behavior. We know that most people are sugar addicted, so we teach you to think differently about the food you eat. Lastly, we help you drop all the belly fat. If you only lose half of the belly fat you need to lose, that triples your chances of gaining it all back. In order to lose that weight for life, Your belly fat has to stop producing hormones that keep you fat. PHD has a free maintenance plan, so we'll never leave your side.
Call them today. When you're ready, call 864-644-1900, 864-644-1900, or go to myphdweightloss.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
Welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. Just real quickly here, the vice president lied, as the left is apt to do, because they want to take away your right to be able to defend your life. I'm sorry. I'm sorry when these mass shootings occur. There's mass shootings, or virtually mass shootings, every weekend in Chicago, and the left doesn't give a flip about them. It, you know, I just opened up my phone, quick Google search. 34.5% of youngsters between the ages of 15 to 19 die of unintentional injuries. Intentional self-harm is number two. That's suicide. Assault or homicide is number three. Cancer is number four. Heart disease is 2.8%. The lady just straight up lies, because she knows that the left won't fact check. They'll fact check the right to make up lies, but they never fact check the left. That's just who they are. Let's go to Catherine. Catherine is calling from Honolulu, Hawaii. Catherine, welcome to the Officer Tatum Show. You got the mic.
Well, thank you so much, and you do a wonderful job sitting in for Officer Tatum. I did want
thank
to
you.
Say,
hey, Catherine. Catherine, before you go on, let me ask you this: how are the people in Maui doing? I know you're on a different island, but can you update us? What have you heard?
Well, from what I understand, the children went back to school 2 days ago.
Okay.
There's still a lot of PTSD with the kids, because
sure,
they're having a difficult time sleeping, and the teachers are having a little bit of a hard time maintaining their attention, and they're not in their regular schools. They've gone to schools in the other part of the island that weren't that didn't catch on fire. However, Hawaii has a culture that's very, very emotive, and it's very emotionally supportive. And many people,
sure,
people who are total strangers will come up and give the children hugs and kisses, will tell them everything will be fine. People all over the island. We have a spirit of aloha here, where people are just so terribly friendly. I know, for example, I have been donating things, collecting things from where I live and taking it down to what's called the Maui Strong Fund. Maui Strong, M-A-U-I-S-T-R-O-N-G, and they're taking either donation items or money, and they're sending it over to Maui. And, all of our emergency personnel have gone over to Maui, and they're working tirelessly. They're doing an excellent job. And what's the big concern right now, however, is the destructive quality of the fire, plus, the fact that asbestos and hard chemicals were in a lot of the areas there.
I bet.
They're concerned,
Catherine, we're running out of time. We're running out of time in this hour. If you want to hold on, I'll make sure I get to you. I know you wanted to talk about Kamala Harris. I apologize, but I wanted to hear about Maui. So if you want to hang on, I promise we'll get to you as soon as we get back. Carl Jackson in for the Officer Tatum.
Linda Bott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.